Sharpie to sign with, all right?
Yeah, Pop-Up Dukes is...
Have you already filled everything? No, no.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks.
Okay, I have one item on my agenda. It's in reference to the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District. Specifically, it's a proposed change order for contract E, and I've distributed a handout that kind of shows the support, so to speak, for this change order. Unfortunately, this is not a positive situation. Generally, we strive to come forward with credit change orders when we get near the end of the job. We basically had a problem with contract E. It was a relatively straightforward contract, basically just a straight run of gravity sewer, although it did have some 12-inch sewer line and majority was 8-inch sewer line. When we worked with CABE on the Oak Orchard project, one of the things that they suggested is that we could get more responsive bids from contractors if we bidded the project out with an 8-inch sewer line, for example, at varying depths. We would bid 8-inch sewer from 0 to 8 foot deep, 8-inch sewer from 8 to 12 foot deep, and then again, 8-inch sewer from 12, deeper than 12 feet, basically.
Is that what that, the 8-foot/D versus, okay.
That's
okay.
Correct.
Okay.
And basically, when we open up the bids, we did get bid numbers from 0 to 8 foot, $45 a linear foot, 8 to 12, again, $45 a linear foot. And deeper than 12 foot, we received a bid of $135 a foot. The problem that we have now run into is that when the engineer put the quantities on the bid form, they weren't exactly accurate. For example, we anticipated about 1,275 feet of 8-inch sewer left less than 8 feet deep, but in fact it was less than that. It was 981 feet. And then again, deeper than 12 feet, we only anticipated about 90 linear feet. But in actuality, it was about 365 linear feet of deep 8-inch sewer. So we're put in a situation where we need to pay the contractor by contract at that higher bid value.
Sure.
And if you look through, we had a similar situation with the 12-inch sewer. Again, the quantity of less than 12-foot deep sewer being smaller than the actual quantity that was put in the ground. Excuse me, I said that in reverse. The shallow 12-inch sewer turned out to be less. The deep 12-inch sewer turned out to be greater. Again, the overall quantity is the same, but because the weights of the depths changes, we are incurring a change order that significantly, or that increases the value of the contract significantly higher than what we anticipated when we awarded it on bid day. We had a similar situation with 6-inch laterals. Again, this was just a mistake on a quantity takeoff, that we had approximately 737 linear feet. That's greater than what we anticipated on bid day. We have worked with Mr. Baker. We set rates originally back around April 1st. And fortunately, we did include some contingent cost that would cover this overage, but it does reduce significantly our margin of error as we close out the last two contracts. We have tried to do takeoffs on those last two contracts. And we believe that our quantities, or at least our cost estimates for the overall project, are still in order. However, this is definitely a black eye for the engineering department.
Yeah, but you guys, Mike, you were just taking off what CABE Associates gave you, right?
Did
we send them a bill too?
Well, basically, they've requested a contract amendment for their design costs, for extra costs that they've incurred, which we just flatly reject. So that was basically my response to it.
Okay, that's cool.
This is a very difficult working situation with low areas and all.
Oh, I understand.
But the values were established before. We knew going in what the unit prices were going to be.
Right.
So it's not, we knew that up front. They were all established before.
So, again, we would not bid out a project in this format again. There's just too much opportunity for cost to run over.
Right. Do it the old way.
Do it the old way. Stick with it. Yeah. We have done that in more recent contracts.
And it's not going to change the price to the individual users.
Right. We basically have contingent cost in the user cost that will cover this. So, there aren't any questions. I have a motion that I can read. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the engineering consultants, Cave Associates, Inc., for Sussex County Project Number 99-19-E, Frames Point Collection and Conveyance System with Metro Industries, Inc., that change order number one be approved in the amount of $101,861.66, which increases the contract total to $1,389,278.66.
So moved, Mr. President.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Phillips, to approve the change order number one for the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District Frames Point Collection System to the new contract price. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
My vote.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
My vote is yes.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Time we'll move on. Julie Cooper, project engineer for sewer line renovation phase three, Sussex County project number 509. Ms. Cooper.
Morning. It's almost noon. This is the completion of phase three of sewer rehab in the Bethany and South Bethany sewer districts. And we were lucky enough to get the same contractor we had last year. And the project went very well. And what I am proposing, the motion I'm proposing today is for the substantial completion of the project and a balancing change order. I've passed out a copy of the spreadsheet that explains the cost change for the project, and it's a negative $6,934. That's mainly due to the fact that we did not need to use the contingent items for repairs. We were lucky there.
Under budget is always good. Say under budget is always good. Yeah, motion. Right.
So I have a motion.
Mike, you're gaining ground again.
You help Mike at Oak Orchard when you're done.
So I can read the motion now. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that Sussex County grant substantial completion effective May 23rd, 2006 to Allstate Power Back Incorporated for Sussex County project number 0509, sewer line renovation phase three, and further that balancing change order number one be approved in the amount of $6,934, thereby decreasing the contract amount from $364,400 to $357,466. That final payment be made and any held retainage be released in accordance with the terms and conditions of the contract document.
So moved, Mr. President.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Phillips to complete the project on the sewer line renovation phase three, project 59 engineering file ONM 1218 E. Edward, Allstate Power Back Incorporated. Question? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Thank you, Julie.
Yeah.